here's a story from The World.
Earlier today, Russian film and theater director Kirill Serebrennikov got his day in court. Serebrennikov is a big deal in Russia. Before he entered the courthouse, he was greeted by cheering admirers and colleagues. Inside the court, though, the atmosphere was very different. Serebrennikov was found guilty of embezzlement, a charge that many believe to be politically motivated. Reporter Charles Maines has been following the story closely and joins us now from Moscow. Before we get to the court's verdict from earlier today, Charles, tell us about this director, Kirill Serebrennikov. Is there a director or filmmaker you'd compare him to? And how did this whole court saga of his begin?
Yeah, I like how you're putting me on the spot right to start, Marco. he's kind of a mix. I mean, he might be someone like a Danny Boyle. He might be someone like a Sam Shepard comes to mind. I mean, he's one of Russia's most celebrated directors in theater, but also film. And that's why we talk about this crossover. Serebrennikov, he started the Gogol Center in 2012. It was one of the most innovative and groundbreaking theaters in Moscow, which has a good theater scene, by the way. Mm. And, you know, he was known then for pushing boundaries, which made this invitation that he got by the Ministry of Culture at the time, around 2011, to create a project called Platform, somewhat surprising. His taste looked more and more out of step with increasingly conservative Russia, and Serebrennikov was accused of embezzlement of nearly $2 million along with several colleagues in 2017, and the case has kind of ground through the courts ever since. Remarkably, the director never stopped working in prison, and then later under house arrest, he continued to direct productions in Russia and Europe. And, of course, today was the finale of this three-year trial.
So you were at the court earlier today, Charles. What did you learn?
Well, he and his colleagues were all found guilty of being part of a criminal gang. The judge gave them all suspended sentences, but it really amounted to a win in Russian courts. Keep in mind that a not guilty verdict here is nearly unheard of, over 99% conviction rates in criminal cases here, 99%. So afterwards, Serebrennikov said, you know, of course, he's not satisfied with the result. He was found guilty. But mostly he seemed worried about the coronavirus. Let's listen in for a moment.
So what's going on there, Charles? I mean, the atmosphere sounds pretty well.
Yeah, pretty happy people there. He's telling everyone to keep social distancing. You know, don't get each other sick. We need to fight for the truth.
Outside the courthouse, it looked like from the video, there was a sizable showing of support.
Yeah, hundreds of people were out there all day long. Many of them were artists. There were a lot of journalists, several celebrities, including among those, a guy named Roma Zver. He's a rock musician with one of Russia's most popular rock bands, a group called Zveri. Now, Roma Zver also acted in a recent Serebrennikov-directed film called Leta, or Summer. And he said it really seemed that whatever happened today, this was before the ruling was out, even if it was a suspended sentence, the message was clear. There are really two camps in Russian culture. So here, Zver is saying that there's one group of artists who do exactly what authorities ask them to do, and then another group that are true to themselves, to their principles. And of course, one group goes to prison, the other group collects state awards and medals and all that. And that Russian contemporary culture was really, you know, fundamentally at war with itself.
So summarize for us, Charles, what you think Kirill Serebrennikov and this whole case represent.
Well, for sure it represents that the justice system here will never admit it's wrong. Ironically, Serebrennikov was recruited to do this Platform project to show off Russia's talents to the world. Instead, his prosecution in court seemed to kind of demonstrate the worst of Russia, you know, an artist being crushed by the state. But, you know, I go back to this conversation I had with Roma Zver. This is the rock musician who starred in Serebrennikov's last film called Leta, or Summer. Mm. You know, and it's about a Soviet underground rock scene in the 1980s. It's about these free spirits kind of struggling to find their place in conservative Soviet society. Лето, я изжарен, как котлета. Время есть, а денег нету. Well, you know, today it's the Russian Orthodox Church. It's Vladimir Putin instead of communist ideology dictating norms. But you just have to wonder how much has really changed.
Taking us out with a little Roma Zver, reporter Charles Maines in Moscow. Thanks very much for this.
Thank you. Я иду его искать. Лето. Сегодня сейшн.